Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Is considering.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, let's start in Flint. The ongoing legal battle over which agencies can talk to one another about issues related to the water crisis has taken yet another turn. Federal officials have now joined Governor Rick Snyder in challenging a court order that restricts McLaren Hospital from contacting state health authorities. Under a court order, the hospital can only talk to Genesee County's health department. This is all because of concerns about the criminal investigation. Is this process serving Flint residents by protecting their interests in the investigation, or is it hurting public health?
Well, it's all very sad. It's hard to sort all this out, but the feds have sided with Governor Snyder, and you would normally think that in a public health situation, you want as much information disseminated as possible. There are really no heroes here, especially, and there are great concerns that the state acted to try to cover up the outbreak of Legionnaires' disease that occurred at the same time they were using the toxic Flint River water. But it looks to me like this will be overruled and information will be shared. I don't really see why that would get in the way of the criminal probe. They've got a lot of eyes on the state now, but we'll just have to see.
Voters in Clinton Township have an unusual situation coming up on Election Day. Township trustee Dean Reynolds is accused of taking bribes from Rizzo Environmental Services in exchange for helping them land a trash collection contract. Nothing's been proven, and he's still on the board, but he has been stripped of some of his committee positions. His term's about to end, but the issue for voters is that Reynolds is running for supervisor this fall, but maybe the bigger issue is the federal investigation into corruption across Macomb County.
It's funny how all these corruption cases often involve either sludge hauling or garbage or something else. It's not very pleasant. If the FBI has what stories say they claim they have, I would suspect that Mr. Reynolds is in a lot of trouble, and being stripped of his committee positions may be the least of his concerns. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the supervisor election. Macomb County is sort of an anomalous place, and results happen there that you wouldn't have elsewhere. It would be sort of surprising if these allegations continue, and certainly if there's an indictment, if Mr. Reynolds gets elected. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, perhaps, in terms of this Macomb County investigation.
Jack, in Oakland County, L. Brooks Patterson is running for a seventh term as county executive. This time, he'll face a challenge from three-time state rep and former Farmington Hills Mayor Vicki Barnett. How do you see this race shaping up, and what are some of the key issues there?
Patterson has sort of been regarded as county executive for life, but this time he has more of a serious opponent. He's had a couple serious opponents, but he's never gotten below 57% of the vote. But gradually, Oakland County's been becoming more Democratic. Most of the other county officials are Democratic. This time, for the first time, the Detroit Free Press has endorsed his opponent, who has some credibility with the business community. Patterson is 77 and has been seen increasingly as sort of an embarrassment. He's run his campaign largely by bashing Syrian refugees. My guess is Patterson is still a favorite, but this is also one county where Donald Trump is very unpopular, and it's not inconceivable that you could see an upset there.
In Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties, voters will have their say on the issue of mass transit next month. A millage proposal on the ballot would add a 1.2 mil levy for 20 years. That would raise about $3 billion for the Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan to expand its services. What do you see happening with that ballot question?
Polls show it's ahead. Polls show that people want this. There's certainly a recognition among employers that you need some form of mass transit to get people to work. At least 25% or more of Detroiters don't have access to private cars. The bus systems don't work very well. Voters may sometimes say they're in favor of something, but when they see that it's going to cost them money, they'll vote no. But it only has to win a majority of the total vote. It doesn't have to win in every county. There's a supposition that this may well lose in Macomb County, but it ought to win overwhelmingly in Washtenaw and Wayne and probably Oakland counties. Anyone who knows anything about it says this is absolutely essential.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan news and politics on Michigan Radio.